Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to Activating Abundance episode 42. And I say that because I can't believe I've done one Activating Abundance episode a week for almost a year. I started this in, I think it was the beginning of April. So basically, if I have 10 to go, that's 10 weeks from now. And I was really inspired by just wanting to operate from a more abundant mindset. And then I got this book called Simple Abundance, and it was an excerpt a day. And it was just like so many amazing lessons and just things to ponder. And it was almost like a way I could meditate on abundance every day. And so it's been a real journey, and I've enjoyed it so much. And so I can't believe I only have 10 episodes left. And then I'm trying to think, what am I going to do next? So if you have any ideas, send them to me. But today I want to talk about something, and this is not what I plan to do. So I'm going to push what I plan to do to, I think I'm going to do my next two episodes on Wednesdays, just because they line up with the training that I'm doing. I'm doing this free workshop. If you don't know about it, you can find out about it by going to igniteyoursecondhalfsoul.com, all spelled out. It says live, but then there's going to be replays up for 2 weeks. So you can still join. If you're hearing this, it's going to be up through February 3rd. So I pushed that off because something happened since my last training that I thought, and I love to be somebody who experiences things, because then I can share them. I can share, like, what if I experienced something and it taught me something. I figured if I can be the guinea pig for these lessons and then I can share them with you, they can help you. And so this is about what happens and how you can react or should react in that process. Like, if somebody criticizes you, how best we can navigate that. I guess that's the best way to put it. So, and of course, when you put yourself out there in the public scenario, you know, I have a lot of people who are coming to this training who don't know me. They haven't followed me before. They saw my ad and they're like, ooh, what's this? And then they came in. So they're what we call cold market. It's just their first experience with me. And so it's easier to criticize somebody that you don't know and you're having a first impression of, and maybe the first impression isn't good. So it's easier to criticize somebody. And so I got this email from somebody who attended the first training. Actually, I got a lot of emails from people who attended the first training. And I would say I'm pretty fortunate because none of them were negative like this, except this one. But it's so funny because we tend to focus, this is like what our human brain does. We focus on the negative and we forget the positive, right? It's so funny. I'm susceptible to that, just like everyone is susceptible to that. So of course, when I read it, I was like, oh my God, I felt horrible. But this person's focus was not the content of the training. The focus of her negativity was that I took too much time. So the training was long. I will admit it was long. And the other problem was I had said it was going to be about 90 minutes and it was 3 hours. So it was twice as long as it should have been. So she's totally accurate in the fact that it was long. and that I had said it was going to be shorter and it wasn't. So I'll give her that. Yes, definitely. And I agreed with her. I said, yes, I am so sorry. I so apologize. Cause you know, I want people to, you know, I had to get out what I had to get out in terms of the training. So, you know, I look back and I think, could I have shortened it? How could I have made it better? And I got a lot of feedback from people that loved it and said, they didn't see how I could make it shorter, but what I can do is be better about setting expectations. And that's one of the lessons, right, that I got from this person is that, you know, and my team and I talked about it and we thought, well, maybe we need to split it into two trainings for the future. Right. So this is the first time I'm actually doing it in this format. I had done it before. And what I did, and the reason why I said it was 90 minutes is because I took three pre-recorded videos that had the same training in it. And I made them into one training and the three pre-recorded trainings were 60 minutes. And so I thought, well, I'll just make it 60 minutes. It's not going to be more than 90 minutes, right? Well, wrong. So, cause when you get live, you start to like, you know, add some color commentary. So that was where her one complaint was, it was too long. And it was not just, oh, your training was a little too long. Just some feedback for you. No, it was like kind of vicious the way she said it in her email. So, which I'm not going to quote. And then the other thing that she was focused on was there was a hacker bot. And I didn't even really know about these things, but what happens is there's these bots and they scroll YouTube comments and they will put like links to porn sites in the comments. Now, that is not a pleasant experience, but you have to click on it to go through. And most of the people, you can tell by the comment that it's something you don't want to click on. So she was very irritated by that. The problem was that the person who was moderating my chat didn't have the right privileges to delete those comments. That has now been fixed, but this is a new way we're doing it. It's a new format. So I have not delivered my live trainings with the format we're doing. And the other thing is that I couldn't see the comments coming through because my screen was just the presentation. So I was kind of invisible to the comments. Then I looked down at my phone during the training because that was the only way I could communicate with my team. And I looked down at my phone and I saw that she said there's these comments that are coming in from this, you know, these porn site links, but there was nothing that I could do in the moment without like stopping training and dealing with it, which you don't want to do when you're in the flow of the training. So that was another thing. And so, these were the two things that made her so turned off that she's not going to come back to the second training, which, you know, that's totally for her to make that decision. And if she was felt so strongly that it was not buttoned up, then, and which is what she clearly would rather go to a training that's very buttoned up. And I'm not like that buttoned up. I'm not going to worry. I used to be a perfectionist, but now I just don't let stuff like that worry me. So she said that either of these mishaps are appalling. That was just a little bit of what she said in her email. So, but appalling mishaps was that the training was twice as long and that there was these bots that my moderator didn't remove. So the reason why I wanted to share this was because I saw this email right before I went to bed. I didn't sleep very well. I woke up bothered by it. My whole energy shifted because I was so caught up in somebody not liking me that I made some mistakes. You know, of course, when that happens, your mind goes to nobody else liked my training or, you know, nobody's going to come back and get the benefits of the future trainings, right? You focus on just the human brain. We tend to focus on the negative and not the positive. Thank goodness I got really positive email after that to reinforce the fact that the training did resonate with a lot of people. And yeah, I did get some more feedback that was a bit too long, but you know, it's my fault because I set the expectations that it was going to be 90 minutes. So people join thinking it's going to be 90 minutes and it goes past 90 minutes. And you're like, oh my gosh. So, and some people were joining like during their work day and they had put it on their calendar. So fortunately they can go back and watch the replay, but not anyone else shot a negative email like this
that was, it wasn't feedback delivered in a way that you really want the person to improve. It was feedback lashing out at the person and really wanting them to feel bad because there was nothing good about this email. But I want you to know, and the reason why I'm sharing this is because what I try to move into is the mindset of, what was this supposed to teach me? How can I find the abundance in this? Because there's abundance in everything. And what I always say abundance to me is always looking for the good. Always looking at the glass as half full and not half empty. So this person lashing out at me was actually a lesson that I needed. That's how I choose to look at it. And I divorced my emotions from it, even though I did initially have these like, oh my gosh, but that's just like our human nature. That's what our ego brain does. And then we feel like, it's just a really negative space to be in. And you don't want to stay in that. You don't want to live there because that just brings you down, right? And that doesn't help the people that I need to help when I stay in a negative space. So when something like this happens, I think they're great teaching moments. And so me as a teacher, as a coach, just wants to share kind of how I experienced this and what it taught me. So what I want to also do is like help you when you get criticized. Help you when somebody lashes out at you, when somebody throws a negative comment your way, why is that happening and what does it mean? And the first thing I want to say is it's not about you. It's never about you. It's about them. It's about them and the baggage they are carrying. And for whatever reason, you or the experience that they had that you were a part of, which is why they're giving you this feedback. And this is, it's true, whether you're in business and you're meeting people like I meet people, or relationships that you have with people. This can happen in an everyday relationship. You know, this can happen like with a neighbor. I'm sure everybody's had an experience with one of those neighbors, right? So what happens is it's about them. It's not about you. And for whatever reason, you represent something that triggers them, that, like, for example, this person, I'm guessing, knowing what I know as about beliefs and that we carry and things are our thoughts and what contributes to the thoughts that we think that form these belief systems in our brain. And it's, what's funny is I talked about this in my first training. I went into a lot of detail, which is one of the reasons it took so long. I went into a lot of detail about what limiting beliefs are and why they happen and how they keep us stuck. And so when you get somebody that criticizes you in this way, you want to step out of reaction mode. As soon as you can talk yourself into that space, that's stepping out of reaction mode. You don't want to do anything. Don't react. Just sit with it, right? And then you want to become the observer. It's like you're this, kind of a lawyer, if you will, where you're just going to step back and you're going to assess the situation. You're going to look at both sides. Like, what are you thinking as the receiver of this criticism? What's going on in your mind? What beliefs are coming up for you? What negative thoughts are coming up for you? Oh, my training was terrible. Oh my gosh. Everybody hates me. Oh my gosh. Can I even show back up? Maybe I should stop my business. Maybe I should shut it down. I mean, there's these like serious things that can come up when you get somebody, what I call a negative Nelly. Especially when it's related to a business that you're doing. But that's just a part of what we do, especially in the online space. So you become the observer and you look at what your negative thoughts are and what's causing them and why you're having them. And maybe you need to create some positive, empowering thoughts instead of those negative thoughts you're having. Like, I am making a difference in my training. I know I'm reaching the right people who need my help in my training. You know, those beliefs, affirm those, because those are true. If you look at my other emails, they're true. So don't let one person make a belief that isn't really true. It's true about her, but it's not true about everything and everyone. And then look at that other person and think, what are her potential limiting beliefs? What's causing her to send this email? What's causing her to feel this way? Why am I triggering her? So that's one thing. Step out of reaction mode and become the observer. All right. Number two, understand that the criticizer is coming from her own life experiences. And this person is actually coming into my training. Most of the people that are coming into my training want to ignite their second half soul. That's what the training's about. A lot of people are stuck and they're not happy and they're not feeling joy and they're not energized about life and they're not feeling motivated about anything. Many miss their past life. I talk a lot about the empty nest kind of syndrome, where my purpose was my kids and they leave and I have no purpose. I never had a purpose but my kids. You know, my job never filled my cup like that. And so she has her life experiences. She joined the training for a reason, because she's, I'm guessing, stuck. So what is it that is causing her to lash out? What is it that from her life experiences, what I did triggered that in her to do? And just a couple of things I'm thinking. Now, I wouldn't really know unless she was willing to be coached and we could have a conversation and I would coach her to what her belief system is and why she would lash out. But I'm guessing that integrity is very important to her. Integrity. I was not in integrity by saying my first training was going to be 60 minutes. I'm sorry, 90 minutes. I was not in integrity by saying it was going to be one amount of time and then blowing past that. And so in a way, people who have had experiences where they've been lied to, a lot of this goes back to childhood. I don't know what happened here, but she was very, very triggered by the fact, unusually triggered to an extreme, that I went over in time. So somewhere, if we dig into it, there's probably likely a scenario where and it might have been repeated scenarios where she was told one thing and the person didn't come through. So that could have triggered her. The other thing is that maybe, and I am a recovering perfectionist, so I've done a lot of work to not worry about, like, when I make little mistakes. She was very triggered by my mistake of not, like, having a moderator and that person not doing a good enough job by getting rid of that HackerBot comments. That really triggered her. The fact that I could go on live and do this training and not have it buttoned up right, that, like, that was not taken care of. It was an appalling mishap. So understanding and trying to put yourself in the other person's shoes, looking from their perspective, there are reasons that these things happen. And I am a walking trigger for whatever that her belief system is. And probably not her cup of tea as a result. And the third thing is that look for the lessons. Always look for the lessons in this criticism, because there are lessons. You were not delivered the criticism without it helping you, without it. And a lot of times we're like, oh, you know, oh my God. And then we think it's just like a roadblock in a way. I can't get past it. But every single obstacle is a lesson. Every single criticism is a way to learn and teach, right? Because that's what I'm here doing. For me, what the lessons were in this were the opportunity to take that situation. And what was very interesting is it was a perfect example to share in my next training, to, you know, to just say, hey, we talked about limiting beliefs before, and this is what can happen when you let your limiting beliefs kind of control your life, when you're not aware of what you're, how you're acting, because our beliefs, our belief system, which, you know, our thoughts come from that belief system. And then we take action based on those thoughts. We make a decision about what we're going to do and we take action. So she has these beliefs and then these thoughts caused her to take this action to send this really negative email. And, you know, sometimes when people are in this state, they're not even thinking about the outcome. You know, they're not thinking about the other person. When you become the observer, it's more about how you want to be in the world. For me, it's like, how can I lead with love? You know, expect the best in everyone. And this person in this state, she's just like wanting to get her point across. When you want to get your point across, it's a signal that you're coming from probably some limiting beliefs and you need to step back and see, okay, so why do you want to take this action that might not be for the good of all? So yeah, so you want to look for the lessons in it. Again, the three things that when you get somebody criticizes you, step out of reaction mode and be the observer. Understand that they are coming from their life experiences. They are gonna be, they're being triggered by something. And it's not in alignment with your perspectives, because that's why they're having an issue. So it's their lens versus your lens, right? So just understand and try to put yourself like, why would they do that? What is it that could be causing it? And it's always related to the topic of the criticism. And then look for the lessons. Look for the lessons. So a couple of things I want to elaborate on is the triggers, because I talked about how triggers come from beliefs, your belief system. So, and the triggers can come or be caused by a couple different scenarios. So number one, if you have a really strong belief and somebody, you perceive somebody to not agree with you, or to not align with you in terms of how you would do something, you would have a strong desire to defend that belief. So in this case, she has strong beliefs around being in integrity with what you say you're going to do, and don't mess it up. Like, don't make mistakes. You know, don't let those links in those comments, that's messy. That is appalling. So that's what can happen when you can't let go of these, you want to be defense mode, and that is your number one goal. And that is what you're going to do. Defend, 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 accuse, 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 criticize, criticize. And you fail to see from another person's perspective, or you fail to just be a positive force to help that person or to understand that person. We see a lot of this in the political climate we're in, right? So many sides, so divisive, not willing to like even go there and try to understand why somebody thinks the way they do. Totally different lenses, right? So that's a trigger can be caused just by the strong desire to defend a belief that you have. And as I said in training one, our beliefs, they're not fact. They're not fact. There are truth. But our truth is based on our limited experience and perspective. And there's a vast world of lots of perspectives and knowledge. And it's funny because it's almost like scientists, there's data, right? There's data, but it's like people can take data and slant it any way they want. It's like crazy, right? Even when the data, when you have facts, you can still choose the facts that defend your beliefs. The other thing is could be jealousy. And I used to have this problem. I would see people and I would, you know, get jealous or envious of what they had because it's something I wanted, but I didn't really realize on a conscious level, it's what I wanted. I actually remember way, way, way back when I was in my late 20s and I worked for a company and this young girl came in and she had worked for one of the vice presidents in our company in a past job, but she was like real young and she came in these suits and she was all polished. But you know, I want to say I was 28, 29 years old. And she was probably 24, 25, very, very smart, you know, got all the degrees and everything. I didn't have my degree. And she came in and she got put as a director. And she always made me angsty. She always made me like, who is she to be telling us what to do? You know, and I look back, I only wish I had the knowledge now about, you know, our limiting beliefs. I now know I was just jealous of her position and what she was doing. And I wasn't leading with love at all. I wasn't trying to understand her perspective. I wasn't even like cognizant. I was not at all an observer of my thoughts and realizing how my thoughts were really putting a negative energy in the world, because she was good at what she did. But there was something inside of me that made me not like her. And the reason I didn't like her, because she triggered those things in me because I didn't think I had it in me, because I didn't think I was good enough to have a role like hers. I mean, so many things drive these crazy ideas in our head. And then they make these relationships that could be good relationships. I mean, she could have been a good mentor to me, but I was in such denial that she was the bad person. So yeah, wish I knew what I know now, because I would have done that whole thing over again. So sometimes jealousy drives these triggers. And it's just that your ego, your ego is your conscious brain that's driving all your thoughts and actions, right? It's really just trying to protect yourself from, it's trying to keep you where you are. Cause going where you not are, like trying to understand other people's perspectives, when change is required, when you have to step outside your comfort zone, because it is to be an observer of your thoughts and to understand that your thoughts are really potentially harming you and keeping you stuck. Nobody wants to think that they're keeping themselves stuck. No, it's everybody else. It's everybody else. Nobody wants to turn the light on themselves and then get to work on what things you might need to change to have better relationships, even if they're relationships you think you don't want to improve. But it's the ego. It's just your human brain trying to protect you and keep you in your comfort zone, because it's really uncomfortable to start questioning your thoughts and recognizing that you can have better thoughts and learning how that can happen and learning how to change them. We always want to be in defense mode. That's kind of our natural way of when we have this kind of situation happen. It's just like defense mode, their fault, nothing I did. And I own up to this, like I triggered her. Like I did make mistakes, but I also understand that she's not ready for change, because if she were ready for change, then she wouldn't have sent me that email. She would probably have sent me a more courteous email that was like, just FYI, maybe you want to be more accurate in your prediction of timing. Oh, and by the way, there was some comments in your monitor of your chat, could catch those next time, you know, in a really positive way. And then you really sat with the content of the training. She did not mention one thing about the content of the training. And unfortunately, she was probably so honed in on the length of the presentation and the fact that I wasn't seeing the comments that I was going along and addressing them and the HackerBot, she might have missed half the training, just didn't sink in. And so the lessons that I got were, number one, this is it's a great example that not everybody's ready for change. Not everybody is ready to take that next step. If she's just ruled out training number two, she's not going to get the benefits of training two and training three because of these two little things. And they're big to her. I'm not denying they're not big to her, but it's nothing about the training. It's nothing about what she could benefit from. It's just what she chose to focus on and not even giving me a chance to do it better next time, right? Because you can, I guarantee you, I am going to do a run through. I'm not going to rely on the fact that, oh, it was a, you know, 20 minute, I'm putting two videos or three videos together that were 20 minutes and that's how much time it's going to be. No, I am going to dry run it and make sure that I know how long it's going to be so I can set the right expectations. So that was another great lesson of it. So I appreciate that. I can step back and be the observer and I can say, she is right. She is absolutely right. And I am sorry that I told you it was 90 minutes and it was really twice as long. My bad. And I own that. So that was my lesson, was be better prepared and practice. The other two is that we now have figured out what rights my person who's monitoring the chat, so she can now delete these links if they come through. So great lessons there for me. And then also the lesson that not everyone's going to like me. And I'm somebody, and maybe you are too, that just wants to be liked. I love people. And I want to get along with everybody. I want to chat with everybody. I want to find out like what makes them tick. I just really am a people person. And so for me, because of that, it's not like I'm the kind of person that is a scientist that likes to sit in a lab all day by themselves. They probably don't care what people think as much as I do, but I care. And I also care because if people like me, they'll stay around for the training. I know that they'll get something really valuable from my training, but I am not everybody's cup of tea. And you aren't either. And so we all just have to understand that there are people that we will connect with, and those will be the people that will make a difference. And there were people that rub you the wrong way. There will be people that you rub the wrong way, and you just have to be okay with that and know that and use that as a lesson. Use that as a lesson for who are the right people, right? And I also love this lesson. This is the lesson that I can practice what I preach. I am human too. And I did react in the negative in my head when I got this. But I did not lash out. I did not react to her. I did not, because I know reacting doesn't help with somebody like that, because those are her truths. Those are her beliefs. And to try to tell her anything different at this stage, no, she's not somebody who's ready to hear. And that's not leading with love. That's me trying to push her when she's not ready yet. And so there was nothing that I could do except be an observer and first of all, apologize. So I apologize to her for that she had this experience, but also know that she'll find somebody that she connects to. And at some point, hopefully when she's ready, she can move to the next step. because I don't think she's ready because the training was never mentioned. So there was no, from what I saw, attempt to ingest the training and what I taught. But it is what it is, and it happens, and I'm okay that it happened, and I'm okay that I can use it as this great teaching moment. And the final lesson, which I love, is that nothing will stop me from being an example, inspiring people, from being a positive force, from focusing on abundance instead of lack. And nothing will stop me from the mission of helping people find more spark in their second half, helping people have a better second half than their first half. No amount of criticism is gonna do that. And I have evidence of making a difference already. So that is what I focus on. And not just one email, one that was critical and no others. And if you're in my training, I so appreciate you for allowing me to, as I like to say, fail forward, because, you know, it's a new way I'm doing it this time. And I went too long and I had those comments and I couldn't see the comments. And so I was like, that's going to change. I'm not going to do that next time. But I have to keep failing forward so I can get better. And so I appreciate you guys who allow me to fail forward, give me grace for failing forward, and who are learning and showing up to this training. All right. Talk to you later. See you next week, or talk to you next week, right? Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.